station.
Chong, it's 19:30 UTC. I don't know what time it is local. Somewhere around 3:30? 3:40? I don't know. I'm sitting here in my car outside a grocery store because I was thinking maybe I need to get some protein. So let's do that. Let's get out of the car. And then let's go into the store. Why won't my car lock? There we go. All right. Let's get in here. In we go. Sliding doors. Yeehaw. Grab me a basket. This place is a zoo today. I guess that shouldn't be much of a surprise. Uh-oh. I've got a Cub Scout up here gonna try to sell me some crap. I hope it's not popcorn. I think I will ignore them entirely because I do not believe in supporting the Boy Scouts. And if you're wondering why, it's because, well, they don't allow gays. They don't allow anybody who, you know, isn't a good Christian. And that's the last thing we need. Okay, I've walked into the bakery. No, I do not want donuts. I need to get to the deli, but there is an antipasto bar here that, it's looking pretty tasty. Little mozzarella balls and olives and, oh, some roasted garlic. I do love roasted garlic. Ooh, what's over here? Ooh, a salad bar. This is not what I need. I kind of want some turkey. It looks like this could take a while. The line is about 4 people deep. So, before I do anything else, I'm gonna find me some bread. Now I know you're all shocked. You're all thinking, but Tobe, you can't be eating bread. And that's true. I just want to get a little bit of small bread and some that doesn't have a lot of wheat in it, like this. All natural, wholesome, bakery fresh goodness oatmeal bread. That sounds like a bread for me, and this is a very small loaf. I'll only be eating one or two pieces, so maybe we'll be all right. Now, I gotta get out of this bakery area, because look at all these damn donuts. Oh, I like donuts. And here's a little aisle I shouldn't be in at all. Oh, the good cheeses. Oh, I don't even want to look at it. Oh, and then here's some of the bad cheeses, which I also like. All of your basic processed cheeses and cheese spreads. I used to love to eat that stuff, but I cannot eat it any longer. Oh, here's some stuff I want to buy but don't need. Lots of pre-made chai. And as delicious as it is, I just really can't afford to be eating it. Oh, and here's some deli meats. Oh, here's some lovely looking prosciutto. But no prosciutto for me. And now we have the big question of what kind of turkey do I want to get? I've got a lot of options here. Including, but not limited to, oven gold roasted breast of turkey, mesquite wood smoked roasted turkey breast, honeycoat cured turkey breast, oh wait, it's maple glazed honeycoat cured turkey breast, Sausalito turkey breast, Black Forest turkey breast, oven roasted 46% lower sodium turkey breast, no salt added turkey breast, and chicken breast. Who knew there would be so many damn turkeys to choose from? I also need to get something in the way of a pasta salad. What do I want? I don't really want pasta salad. What I want is potato salad. Oh, what do I want to eat? Nobody knows. Uh-oh, I found 5 more kinds of turkey. No, that's a ham. 4 more kinds of turkey. Wow. So many turkeys to choose from. I think I want the mesquite ham turkey. I mean, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, I would like 1/2 pound of the mesquite turkey breast, please. Oh, and that's gonna be so yummy. All right, I got my 1/2 pound turkey. Now I'm looking at all of the pasta salads and yummy stuff in here. Wow, what is this? Tropical Waldorf salad. I didn't know there was a Waldorf hotel in the tropics. Ooh, here's a Midwestern bacon and tomato salad. That sounds pretty good. And coleslaw and potato salad. Green beans. Pasta salads. Ham, ham, ham. Remind me not to bring my cat here. Oh boy. Guess what just happened? Guess what song just came on the radio? Piped In. That's right. Kids in America by Kim Wilde. Looking out a dirty old window. And now we're not getting the rest of it. Alright. Looks like my deli guy is... Here we go. Yeah, we're the kids in America. Whoa. Whoa. Alright. What do I want in the way of pasta salads? And that I can't eat very much of. This one. This is the one I want. Hi. Could I have 1/2 pound of the pasta medley, please? That's going to be 3 or 4 days worth of servings. 1/2 pound, please. I would love to have 1 whole pound, but if I ate 1 whole pound of that stuff, I would probably die. Wow, look at these burritos. Oh boy, I didn't want to see this. We're the kids in America. Whoa. Round. Oh, I see habaneros. Ooh, fresh habas, and they're big, and they're $9 a pound. No thank you. I'll grow my own for that much. Okay, my pasta salad is almost ready. Here we go. But now she's got to put it on the scale and print out the tag for it. Thank you. All right, now what do I want? You want to sit here and listen to this awesome song some more? As I walk through the next section of the store, they've got all their Easter items out, which means lots of plastic eggs. And of course, as you are perfectly well aware, I need to buy a few dozen of these plastic Easter eggs every year. Not for celebrating Easter, for celebrating the 4th of July. That's right, if you haven't figured it out already, making shells out of Easter eggs is probably the easiest and fastest way to go about doing it. Alright, what else did I come here for? I got to the condiment aisle and now I'm realizing, do I need anything in here? I got mustard, and I don't want mustard. I don't want mayo. Do I want some pickles? I kind of want some pickles. Not for my sandwich, just for eating. But, you know, I'm going to skip the pickles for right now. Oh, yeah. One other thing I want to check is to see if they've got Fruchis on sale. This is not... Or is it? Usually they don't quite go on sale this early. Ice cream? No. Frozen pizza? No. Frozen juices up here. Let's see if they got them. things. I love the things. And what these are, they're basically like fruit smoothies. And they're the real thing. They're just ground up fruit. And then they're frozen, so they don't have to add any bad glorp to them. And I'm not seeing any anywhere. You know, I think I might be thinking of the other store. The other store has them. And it's a mile away, and I don't feel like going there. Uh-oh, do I want to go down this aisle? No, this is the danger aisle for sure. Yummy cheeses and stuff that I can't eat. All right. Let's just find us a cashier and get the hell out of here.
3117.
All right, let's do this thing. Got my magic money card.
Biggie's card?
Nope.
Did I get one?
Not today.
Lemon and a quarter. There you go. You have a good day now.
All right, thank you. All right, we got the food, we got the bag. Let's get the heck out of here. Walking out the door now. Here we go. Back out into the parking lot. Another successful trip to the grocery store. Just so I can buy some stuff to make a turkey sandwich. I just was hungry for a turkey sandwich. I don't know why. It just happens sometimes. And I had everything I need for a turkey sandwich at home, except for the turkey and the bread. All right. Getting back to our car here, the last of the VHF interceptors, and into the car we go. We close the door, and I'm back into my vehicle. This is rocking good news. All right, where else do I need to go today? I guess that's probably about it. So, let's just go back to the studio. I'm gonna drive home and make a sandwich. And while I'm doing that, why don't you listen to some of this?
You gonna be a fluffy binker? Yes, because you're a baby.
We would make gusto four cuatros of your most bueno jamos, por favor.
Welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. You're listening to a non-radio. My name is Tobe. And, somebody wants to talk. Is it you? Do you want to be on the radio? Are you going to be a good kitty? Oh, you're not. Do you want to do some crazy kitty stuff? Do you want to jump up on the counters? You want some kitty water? Do you need some fresh kitty water? No. You just gonna sit there and do yangs? Are you gonna do some yangs on me? Yeah, you're a good baby. I'll pet you up. Oh, you're so fluffy. Whoa, you're such a fluffy baby. Okay, you thinking about jumping up on the counter? Yeah, jump up. You want to jump up here? Jump up. Oh, you're not gonna jump because you think the microphone is in your way? Oh, who's a baby? Are you a baby? You know, now it's just purring, purring, purring. We're not gonna talk anymore, we're just gonna purr. You're thinking about jumping up on the counter. I can read your kitty mind. Okay, looks like she's... Oh yeah, right when I say that, you gotta say one more meow. You gonna give us one more kitty yangs? Where are you going? Oh, we're leaving the kitchen now? What's over here? Oh, you want the door open? Okay, here. Open up the door for my baby. I'll put the bucket right here. You can sit on the bucket and look at birds. You wanna look for birds? It's kind of windy. Are you scared of the wind? Yeah, you're a good fluffy zinger. Okay. All right, back to business. What was I talking about?
Fractional craps. That's right. Fractional craps. What am I talking about? Oh, what am I ever talking about? Well, it comes down to this. I have in my hand here two dice. A pair of dice that are not marked like normal dice. Instead of these dice having pips 1 through 6, they are actually marked in numbers. And to make it worse, the numbers are fractions. Well, most of them. One face of each die has the numeral 1. And then it also has a face that reads 1/6. A face that says 1/2, a face that says 1/3, a face that says 2/3, and of course the last face that says 5/6. Okay, so we have some fractional dice. Woohoo! And they're pretty impressive. They look really cool. They're very high quality dice. These are sort of your industry standard 16 millimeter dice. They're semi-gloss and they have ball corners. I believe that these are made by the Koplau company, but I don't know that for sure. I can't swear to that in a court of dice, but I'm fairly confident. So if you want some of these, check the Koplau company website. Now you might be asking yourself, well, this is great and all, Tobe, your fractional dice, but what can you do with these? What can I do with them? I can do anything with these dice that can be done with a normal pair of dice. For example, with a normal pair of dice, you can play craps. Can you play craps with these fractional dice? Well, of course you can. It's just that the values are going to be a little different. The rules are going to remain exactly the same. It's just the numbers are going to look a little funnier. So, for example, when you play craps, the first roll that any player has, the come out roll, if that player rolls a 7 or 11, they win. And a result of 7 or 11 is called a natural. So what are the natural rolls on the fractional dice? It's not 7 and 11. The total of these dice only goes up to 2. Because they're fractional, remember? So what are the naturals? Well, if you think about it, it's not too tough to figure out. Yeah, you could make a chart of all the combinations and figure it out just like you would, but there's an easier way. And we'll get to that in a minute. But first, the naturals are 1 and 1 sixth and 1 and 5 sixths. These are your equivalents of 7 and 11, respectively. So when you're playing fractional craps, on your come out roll, you throw out both dice, and if the total of the two dice is 1 and a sixth or 1 and 5 sixths, you automatically win. Doesn't that sound simple? Yes. Yes, it is. However, it's just as easy to lose. You can crap out on your first roll. And when you're playing craps with normal dice, this happens if you roll a 2, a 3, or a 12. But once again, we don't have numbers that high on these dice. So how does one crap out with fractional dice? Well, you automatically lose if you get a total of 1/3, or 1/2, or 2. These are the equivalent of snake eyes, 3, and boxcars, meaning 2, 3, and 12. Now you might be asking, yeah, but how did you figure that out? How did that come about? Well, the easy way is just, if you look at these dice, each face is marked with a number of sixths. There is a numerator and there is a denominator. For this game, we're not even concerned with what the denominator is, just the number of sixths. So if these dice are marked in sixths instead of ones, all you need to do is convert how many sixths you need. How many sixths are there in 7? Well, there's 7/6. Does that make any sense? So if, when we convert that, it's 1 1/6. The other thing to do is to take the numbers that you need in craps and just divide them by 6. So if you want a 7, to convert that to using these dice, just divide by 6. And what's 7 divided by 6? That's right, 1 1/6. What's 11 divided by 6? 1 5/6. So doing the conversion really isn't that tough, if you understand fractions. It works the other direction too. For the crap out numbers, those would be 2, 3, and 12, just divide by 6. 2 divided by 6 is 1/3, 3 divided by 6 is 1/2, and 12 divided by 6 is 12. It's just that simple. And this process can be pretty much applied to any dice that are marked differently if you're trying to figure out how to play craps with them. So if you have marked dice that are marked in other fractions or in dice or in numbers greater than 1 through 6, do the math. You can still play craps. Oh, but I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, we already know that you have lots of dice. And so why would you ever play craps with the fractional dice when you have plenty of regular dice that you could play with? And I would say, well, you know, that is a good point. However, are these fractional dice really for me? I already know my fractions. My theory, or at least I believe, that if you want to get kids to learn how to add fractions, and you know, if you've ever seen any kid ever, that's all they complain about is, oh, fractions are hard. No, they're not. So how do you teach a kid fractions? Well, you gotta make it worth their while. So what you do is, you sit down with the kid who's trying to learn fractions, You whip out these dice and you say, okay, kid, we're playing craps. Get out your money. The kid gets out his money. You get out your money. You start playing craps. And I'll tell you, nothing's going to motivate a child to learn faster than losing money. You could even potentially sit there and try to cheat the kid and say, look, if you want to win, you're going to have to figure out what the winning roll is. If you don't want to lose, you're going to have to figure out what the losing roll is, because I might be lying. If you roll something on your come out roll and you roll a total of 1 and a 6th, I might say, oh, you lost. And how would you know if you didn't know how to add fractions? That's right. In fact, a lot of mathematical concepts can be taught through gambling. And I hate to admit it, but this is the only reason why I had any interest in mathematics as a child. I learned about gambling and I thought, I better figure out what this is all about so I can understand what it is, so A, I don't get taken, and B, so, you know, I can make the smartest bets possible. Teach your children gambling via mathematics or vice versa. It doesn't matter. If you need to teach a kid probability or percentages or fractions or ratios or anything like that, any gambling game will provide you with the opportunity to do so. Just remember, kids, there is a fine line between a numerator and a denominator. My name's Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Craps Committee right here on Anon Radio. This show airs every day at 1930 UTC, so tune in tomorrow and each and every day for the rest of your natural life. You'll probably learn something, like how to play fractional craps. Okay, it's time for me to leave. I think it's Thursday, so that means Barnacle's up next with the sound show, genre mix, and discussion. So stay tuned. Well, that means that I've only got one more thing to say, and that is bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.